50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Angela Yee's on vacation. Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, Monday back to the work week.
Yes, man.
Had a very interesting weekend this weekend.
Where you was at?
First, my daughter, I don't want to call it a date. Her friend and two guys went out.
Okay, that's a date.
Right? I don't want to call it a date.
That's a date.
I drove them.
That's definitely a date.
I took them to Sky Zone first.
Sky Zone?
Sky Zone. You know, on the trampolines, jumped around on the trampoline.
Your kid's grown, isn't it?
15.
That's grown. That's too old for Sky Zone?
No.
Oh, okay.
Jumping the trampoline. Then after they went to Buffalo Wild Wings, okay. I sat at the table a couple down just so I could keep my eye on them. And everything was cool. There was no, you know, but at the end of the night, he gave her a little hug.
There you go. There you go.
And I watched the whole thing just to make sure it was nothing extra.
Where's the hand?
The hands, you know what she did? She didn't even use her hand. She gave him the little, I'm just going to put my shoulder into your thing and then keep it moving. So that was that.
Oh, congratulations. That's how it starts.
Oh, my goodness. But I took him. She was like, hey, Dad, you know, their parents could do. I'm like, no, I'll drive you guys.
That's how it starts.
And I was staying around. Yeah. And then my son, he plays flag football. Flag football league started this weekend. You know, football season's over, basketball season's over for him. So I wanted him just to do something just to keep him active. So he played flag football. We got into a big argument because he didn't take it serious. He was joking. He's like, Dad, I just want to have fun with my friends. I'm like, no, we have to take this serious. You don't know what coaches are out here watching, and you're playing around acting a fool.
It's flag football, sir.
That's what he said.
What the hell is wrong with you? What coach that's worth anything would come to a flag football game?
I don't know. You never know.
Recruit players.
You just never know.
You need to relax, waffle-colored Negro.
That's what he said. He said, Dad, you need to relax. It's flag
Jesus
football. I just want to have
Christ
fun with my friends. No!
Jesus
you don't know
Christ
who's watching you. You know who's out there with their son. You know, it might be some NFL scouts. I don't know.
Listen, I was in Columbia, South Carolina, dropping on the Clues Bombs for Hot 103.9. I was the keynote speaker at this conference called the C3 Conference. It was just a career thing. And then the city of Columbia, salute to Mayor Stephen Benjamin. They surprised me and gave me my own day in Columbia, South Carolina.
Nice.
So every April 8th in Columbia, South Carolina is Charlamagne the God Day.
April 8th.
That's the beauty of having a black mayor, because he was just giving things out this weekend. I got my own day, April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Don Staley, the coach for the Lady Gamecocks, dropped on the Clues Bomb for her. She got her own street this weekend.
Wow.
Okay. So thank you, Mayor Stephen Benjamin.
I
appreciate that.
Congratulations. Now, having your own day, what are you doing that day every year?
I don't know. I got to figure that out. That's what I'm putting together right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm plotting right now for next year, getting a jump on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're definitely going to do something.
All right.
Something for the people, something the community can benefit from, the community of Columbia. So.
All right.
Salute
to
the 803.
Tyrese and Ludacris will be joining us this morning.
Oh, man. The problematic Tyrese Gibson will be here. Drop on a Clues Bomb for our guy. I had girls hitting me up last night. This is a message a girl left on Instagram last night. Hold on.
What'd she say?
This is Crystal Bubbling. Salute to Crystal Bubbling. Let me find this, because I thought this was hilarious. She put, brace yourself, ladies. Tyrese will be on the Breakfast Club tomorrow morning. The Noteps will be up early. This is not a drill. She said, put on your favorite wig. Paint your face with every stitch of makeup you own. Man your battle stations. Batten down the hatches. Misogynaire ahead. He-Man, Woman Haters Club. No, ma'am. Tyrese on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we'll kick it with Tyrese next hour. And also, it's Monday, so you know we do Shoot Your Shot. All right? That's when we open up the phone lines and emails, and we allow you to possibly shoot your shot with a coworker, somebody that you might like. And this is your opportunity. We let you do it live on air, all right? Keep it locked. Here's Fake Love. Front Page News is next.
Out to my face.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, maybe you had a great weekend, maybe you celebrated your birthday or something special, 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls right now. But let's get some front page news.
Front page news. Angela Yee posted a thought picture from Ocho Rios, Jamaica yesterday. That should be front page news, damn it.
Oh, man. No, that's rumors, man. Not front page news.
Oh, that's
news.
Rumors? That's okay. It ain't no rumor, though.
Revolt posted
the
picture.
Yeah, that's the thought picture. Oh, Revolt got it. Drop one of Clues Bob for Revolt being on point for once in their life. That's the thought picture.
I thought she was just passing gas because you know you got the one leg up.
Yeah, she is. She is tweaking that thing out a little bit. Like,
just, I don't know.
She poking that thing out.
I thought she was just passing a little gas. I don't know. Anyway, well, let's get some front page news. Sports. Congratulations to Russell Westbrook. He made history last night. Second player in NBA history to average a triple double for the season.
I don't even know why it's a debate of who should be the MVP this year.
He definitely should get it.
I've never seen a man average a triple double. You know how hard it is to average a triple double? Not just average a triple double. The fact that he's going to win the scoring title. Isn't he going to win the scoring title? He's averaging like 30 plus a game.
He's pretty close.
How is it a debate for him to be MVP?
He definitely get it. I guess they're saying because they don't feel his team is going to make it.
Hey, listen, I'm a stern believer. I do wish that they would give the MVP award a little later in the season and count the playoffs. But I've never seen a regular season like this.
No, he's crazy.
He has to win MVP.
And I can't even think of anybody else on his team.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
He's doing it by himself.
So you think about most valuable player for a squad, who's more valuable to their team than Russell Wilson?
I mean, they're a
sixth seed right now. They wouldn't be a sixth seed without no damn Russell Westbrook. I said Russell Wilson. Russell Westbrook.
Well, this is what he said after the game.
It's amazing. It's nothing I never could dream about as a kid, man. I'm just very thankful and, you know, blessed to be able to go out and compete at the high level, at the highest level, and, you know, just thankful for my teammates, my coaching staff, my fans, my family, and just thank God for my blessings each and every day. My motto is why not, and I always stick by it, regardless of what people say, what is possible, what's not possible. I continue to think why not and continue to strive to be the best I can be.
Listen, man, he's a guard that averages double digits in rebounds. He don't have nobody to pass the ball to. He averages double digits in assists. Mm-hmm. And his pants are so tight that I don't even know how he gets blood circulation in his legs. And he's still averaging 31 points a game, averaging a triple-double. Russell Westbrook is the MVP.
But he's so aggressive. I love the way he plays. I tell my son all the time, when you look at a player to play, he doesn't back down to anybody. He doesn't care what size you are, how big, how fat, how small. He plays hard regardless. I like Russell
and
Westbrook.
And he follows his shot.
He does follow his shot.
That's something a lot of people don't do anymore in the league. They shoot it and then run up court like they already hit the shot. Russell Westbrook follows his shot. It takes a lot of energy to do that, but he does it. Salute to Russell Wilson. Now, I keep saying Russell Wilson.
Russell Westbrook. Now, a dead bat was found in a salad sold at a Florida Walmart. Now, customers from a Florida Walmart made a gross discovery when they found a dead bat in their prepackaged organic salad called Fresh Express. So there's a huge recall. Now, these salads have been distributed in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
So, how do you know it's gross till you try it? Who in here has ever had a bat in their salad? Huh? Okay, then. So don't knock it until you try it. Don't say it's gross until you actually taste it.
No, I'll pass.
Maybe tasty, maybe healthy.
I'll pass.
May give you the vitamins and nutrients that you need to make it through the day.
Nope, I'll pass.
How you think Russell Wilson averaging a triple-double? Bat salad.
You think he bat?
Why the hell do I keep saying Russell Wilson?
Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Goodness
bat
gracious.
Bat salads.
All right. Now let's talk about New York. New York has done something dope over this weekend. They will be the first state, to make tuition at public colleges and universities free for middle-class students. Now, if your family has an annual income of $125,000 or less, you qualify to get free college tuition.
Hold on now. Say that again.
You heard me. If your family makes less than $125,000 a year, you qualify for free public tuition.
Any college in New York?
Public college and universities in New York. Yes.
What are the public colleges? What are some of the options?
Well, you know, the state universities, I'm sure, like the SUNY universities, Stony Brook, and some of the city colleges, communities, community college, and all those. What else is a community in the city? I know, like BCC, Queens Community College.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah,
so that's Clues Bombs for that.
The first state to do that. They're saying that the program will cost the state $163 million, but the governor's saying we want to invest in our students and our kids.
I'm going to be at SUNY Old Westbury tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, salute to SUNY. They bought a bunch of copies of my book, Black Privilege. Opportunity comes to those who create it, so I'll be there tomorrow signing books and having a discussion about the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell them why you're mad. That was front page news. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had an effed up morning. Whatever it may be. Get it, vent, and have a great day. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you're mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
who's this?
Hey, this girl is Baldy.
Hey, Baldy. Tell them why you're mad.
Okay, I'm mad because, like, all right, so I work at this fast food place, right?
What fast food place?
Carl Jr.
Oh, okay, Carl Jr.
Yeah, so, like, this guy, he come up here every day, and then, like, finally he had got my number, and they're like, I really ain't been paying attention to him because, I don't know, that's not my type. So he come up to my job this morning just demanding me make his biscuits, like, just being so damn rude because he was just mad because I don't want to talk to him.
Why you ain't spitting his food?
No, no, don't say that. You get fired.
Listen, I don't play with nobody that's preparing my food. People that preparing your food, you don't play with them.
Nope.
No, I don't play with people's food regardless, but don't come up to me and be mad because I work in fast food. Like, I hate that. Like,
all right, mama.
I feel you, boo.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is D. Jones.
Yeah, you tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because last week I'm on IG and whatever, and Charlamagne told me to get in Felicio.
I told you what?
You told me to, you know, the you Felicio, because I tried to tell you that the ball smoking cocaine did not cause the bridge to fall. You told me, shut my
I probably
that
was
cool, man.
You invited that
that's,
man
that's
to your
not
dinner?
Cool.
That's disrespectful. Yeah, he disrespected you a little bit.
No, but you must have said something disrespectful to me for me to say that back to you.
No, but no. You still my man, so where you at?
Doing what I told you to do in Jamaica.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up? This is Carlos. Sacramento.
Tell him why you mad.
Oh, man, I'm mad because I haven't seen Charlamagne on Joe Rogan podcast or any podcast I'm listening to. Is that going to happen anytime soon, Charla?
I don't have any plans to do Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, I will if you reach out, but I it's not on the schedule.
Man, I was psyched just to see you on Gary Vee, man. I'm really hyped. I'm about to pre-order that book, dude. I'm super hyped. I didn't even know I was going to get on
radio. April 18th. Next Tuesday, the book will be out. My first book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It.
And shout out to Gary Vee, man. I was talking to my neighbor about Gary Vee and how inspirational he is, man.
Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary, do not play no games. Gary is always on.
All right. Now, tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, maybe it's your birthday, whatever it may be, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, you feeling blessed this morning?
Yes, I am very blessed this morning. God woke me up today. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I actually got through. Can you believe that?
Yes, we can, because you dialed the number.
What you doing for your birthday?
Just headed to work, and then probably just, I got family coming over, so that's amazing.
Okay, make sure you clean the house now. You don't want family coming over to a filthy house.
Oh, that's always. That is always clean. Always.
Okay. Just making sure.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hi. My name is Guardy. I'm calling out of Lauderdale.
Hey, what's up, bro? Why are you calling?
I'm calling because I want to say why I'm blessed this morning.
Talk to me.
Okay, I feel blessed because as a young black man coming out of Haiti, I just quit a $60,000 job to focus on my own business, and that's the best decision I've made so far.
What kind of business you got, my brother?
I have a medical billing company called Prime Medical Billing, LLC.
Nice.
Well, ça qu'on fait.
Congratulations.
Aboulé.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Charlamagne?
I'm blessed, my brother.
Congratulations on your day.
Thank you, man. Salute to the city of Columbia, South Carolina, for that, man.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on? This is J. Bill Buddy.
Hey, bro, why are you blessed this morning?
Man, my son, man, here, man. He's 2 weeks old. He's healthy. He's breastfeeding. He's getting bigger, man.
Your son is breastfeeding?
Yes, he's 2 weeks old.
Oh, you mean he's getting breastfed?
Yeah, he's getting breastfed.
I'm about to say, what the hell?
Yeah, man, he's good, man. So I got two girls and a boy. But I also wanted to throw a question out there for y'all real quick, if I could, man. Y'all remember how y'all got y'all foot in the door? I feel like I might have missed my opportunity, but this is what it was. Small town radio station in Jayville, North Carolina. He offered to have me come through and sell ads for the radio station. I'm like, bet. I thought it over for a week. I listened to the station. It's way, way conservative. So then he called me back the week after, a week later, and was like, okay, there's actually a soundboard spot that'll open up. But then I thought about it. I ain't liberal, I ain't conservative, but I'm going to be the only black dude in here.
So?
What's wrong with that?
So?
on a conservative ass radio station like Glenn Beck. Not to drop a name, but you know who Glenn Beck is in that radio program. Yeah.
I mean, are you there because you want to express your political views? Or are you there just because you want to get a foot into the radio business? If you just want to get into a foot in the radio business, then you got to get your foot in the radio business.
Would you have sat in there as, you know what I'm saying, as your first gig, you know what I'm saying, and take the type of talk that is way, you know what I'm saying, way conservative?
I'd have did anything in radio.
Yeah,
just to get my foot in the door, just to learn, you know, just to learn how to run the boards, learn the behind the scenes, learn how the radio works.
Yeah, you're going to always work with people you don't agree with as long as I'm not in there and they hitting me with a whip across the back and saying, do them boards, boy. Do them boards. I'm fine.
You always
work with people you don't agree with.
Hello?
Yo, what's good, MV? It's Rick from Brooklyn. Good morning, MV. Good morning, Charlamagne.
What's up, bro? Brother? Tell them why you blessed.
I kind of want to tell you why I'm mad, bro.
Okay.
Yo, so I woke up this morning, walk out to my car, and there's a ticket on there from expired registration. And I'm like, what the hell? So you know how you've been doing something good for a while? I don't know about you, but like, if you've been going good for a while, you kind of just feel like something bad's going to happen.
All the time.
Yo, man, I kind of like jinxed myself last week. I had a conversation with my homeboy. I'm like, yo, things have been going too good. I got 2 raises at my job. And I mean, everything's been paid off. And I go outside, my registration's expired. And I think it's affecting my license. And I need my license for my job. And I'm driving to work right now. So I don't even know if my license is suspended or nothing like that.
Yes, you do.
It's probably suspended, bro.
It's probably suspended. And if your registration is expired.
Don't do that, man. Why y'all can't say something good?
You could have called an Uber. Like, you know the chances you're taking right now, sir.
You need to go to DMV after work, bro.
I have to get to work, man.
Go get your life together after work, man. Take your ass to the DMV.
I'm going to do it, man. I'll be good.
No, you be good.
You be safe. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're blessed, you can always hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way. Since they didn't give me the rumors and Angelique's not here, I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, we just lead off with talking about Angelique's thought picture that she posted from Jamaica. Okay?
Angelique's on vacation.
I think every break should start off talking about Angelique's little thought picture that she put up.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Angela Yee is out of town, so we're holding down the rumors for her. Now, Tupac officially has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over the weekend.
Very well deserving.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to Tupac Shakur.
Now, Snoop Dogg had the honor of holding a speech in honor of Tupac. He talked about the first time they met.
Right after I heard Tupac got shot, I immediately flew to Vegas and I walked in the room and I seen him laid out on the bed with all kind of tools and shit. And I was so weak, I damn near fell off. And his mom came over to me and she grabbed me, she held me up and she said, "Baby, you got to be strong." And I went and sat next to him and was whispering to him, telling him I loved him and to hold on and he was gonna be okay. And even in that moment, his mom was thinking more about me than herself and showing me how to love strong. I mean, it was amazing that his mom was so strong and loved so hard.
I don't know why people keep focusing on the fact that Tupac and Snoop, I guess, weren't getting along at the time of Tupac's death. You do realize both them brothers would have been mid-40s right now.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they would have gotten over this.
Yeah, hopefully.
By now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, a lot of people performed. Alicia Keys performed. Snoop and YG performed. T.I. also performed. Let's hear some of T.I.'s performance.
I saw them killing poor T.I. saying he had on a leather waist trainer, a dry fit waist trainer. But I respected what T.I. did because he took the time to teach. He posted
Absolutely.
A picture of Tupac and him and let these kids know where that inspiration for the outfit he was wearing came from.
Right.
You got to do that sometimes.
He was doing the tribute, so he dressed like Tupac. I mean, at first, the picture started circulating, and nobody knew where it came from. I guess the young generation never seen
these
Tupac
dumbass
wearing
90s
that.
Babies. And you know what? You can't even call them dumb because they just don't know.
Right.
So when they don't know, you teach them. That's all.
And he definitely taught them.
That's all.
Now, also, Troy Ave, switching gears.
Uh-oh.
He announced that his new album is going to be called Dope Boy Troy Volume 2. New Pop.
Dumb decision.
Remember when he was up here?
I go in the motherfucking clubs and going crazy. In the clubs in the streets where they playing all the trap music, all type of go crazy. Oh, that's Troy Ave. It's the second coming of Tupac. It's a new Pac.
Well, the album's coming out April 14th, and he's airing everybody the F out. That's
I tried to
saying.
Tell Troy when he was here that that wasn't a good idea. It wasn't a good idea. Everybody was going to kill him because of that. Because you got to be, you got to do more than get shot to be Tupac. Like, Tupac, nobody ever wants to talk about the socially conscious side of Tupac. Tupac's not, you know, infamous and worldwide renowned because of his thug life antics.
Right.
You know, he actually touched people in a deeper, meaningful way. He was a socially conscious individual.
Well, he released the cover of this album, the artwork, and it has, it shows that him and the similarities of him and Tupac. Him getting shot, Tupac getting shot, him getting walked out the, or I should say, wheelchaired out of the courtroom.
All the negative
him
similarities.
Him being in the courtroom and all that. So
all the negative similarities.
That comes out April 14th.
Why would you want to create that kind of energy? Because we all know how the Tupac story ended. You can't live two lives. You can't. You just can't do it. Because the most negative aspect of that life is going to catch up with you at some point in time.
All right. All right. Well, that's the rumor report. And
that was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Two of the stars of Fast and Furious,
Tyrese and Luda.
What the hell is going on, man?
What's happening?
I'm good, man. It feels good to be back in the damn Breakfast Club.
Oh, thank you.
I thought about you a lot this week, Luda, for a couple of reasons. I mean, you keep seeing Fast and Furious everywhere, but
yeah.
Bill O'Reilly in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi in the news.
Absolutely. And isn't Bill, that ironic?
That's ironic. Bill mm-hmm. O'Reilly once told Pepsi to drop you because you were a rapper at the Grades Women.
Yeah, man.
the irony of that.
The irony of it is crazy. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. The last time I was on the Breakfast Club, I specifically told you guys that I had a man-to-man talk with him, you know what I mean?
Right.
And ran up on him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And the crazy thing is, it's not my place to judge Bill O'Reilly the same way that he judged me. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. Like, it's a lot of maturity and a lot of growth. I've moved on past it. I'm thriving in life right now.
Absolutely.
And all I can do is hope that Bill O'Reilly, you know, settles these issues and learns from whatever mistakes he may have made.
Yeah.
And all that overly criticizing and just condemning all, like, rap artists and rap music mm-hmm. for misogyny and just look what's going on.
Now, Tyrese, why you didn't take a Pepsi to black women, man?
Real quick.
Here we go. Let's go, Charlie. Come on. I was sitting there quiet.
You should have took them a Pepsi when they jumped on you, man.
Wow.
No, black women didn't attack me, man.
Yes, they did.
Man, I got attacked by everybody.
They sure did.
I got attacked by everybody. All women.
They was going at you.
Because your comments about wearing weave and having plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kendrick came out with Humble, said, I ain't making no better. Just made it look like all L.A. guys don't like women with weaves and fake butts.
Well, you know, man.
First of all, if you're going to jump out there and put something on your timeline, you got to have thick skin and be ready for whatever heat. That's why nobody tweets about politics, anything they feel and think, because you're going to catch heat. It's like, you should have just promoted your movie and your album and shut up. But the truth of the matter is, I never came at women. What I did was I talked about a conversation that I had sat in on mm-hmm. with a bunch of women ripping men alive, and then I walked away from that conversation and saying, I want y'all to know that we as men notice way more than you think we do. This is not even remotely directed at black women. Mm-hmm. If you go back to my caption, it's all there.
Yeah.
I said, we as men notice way more than you think you do. There is no way that I'm supposed to believe that a leg that skinny leads up to an ass that goes all the way. The dimensions
right.
is wrong.
Right.
And so if you think I'm tearing you down or acting as if I got control of what you want to do with your body, that's whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know, not only women, but men, we all notice, we notice more than you think we do about all that. And if you're going that far out of insecurities or thinking you need to do all that to appeal to a man, just don't go too far, because it gets into a level of buffoonery and it's just crazy.
Yeah, but
so I never attack women with weaves. I've dated women that wear, they get assistance.
Okay.
Yo.
Come on, man.
Look, the good thing about conversations like this is it gets everybody talking. We all learn something from it. And I applaud my brother for always wearing his heart on his sleeve, being outspoken, because he puts himself in a position where it sparks, conversation of people to talk about stuff. And I think what everybody's missing here is that, it's a sensitive issue, obviously.
It is.
And you see that going on, and a lot of people don't realize there's kind of a gender double standard going on, especially with the pressure that's put on women, whether they're natural or whether they're putting on makeup.
Right.
I think maybe what Kendrick and even my brother was trying to say is we appreciate you, you know, without any makeup as well, or we appreciate you just being natural, because let's all keep it real. There's an undervalue of the natural minority or black woman in today's society. So with that being said, man, it's good to spark conversation. And I love when women continue to school us, because there's a lot of things as men that we don't understand.
You can learn from the pushback.
You got to learn from the pushback.
We also got to talk about the men who encourage all of the ratchet levels. When you're going up in there and you put $50,000 making it rain on that ass that goes all the way out there and then comes back like a boomerang. Okay,
and
when that's
50,000, every woman in the strip club have to go get
every
ass
woman
next
would
week,
say, right? I gotta go get these same levels because she just got 50,000 off of that level.
Right.
So it goes both ways.
Right. Even just empowering the Instagram models. Yeah. Having them hosting parties and all of that kind of
stuff.
Oh,
my God.
But that's why we're saying there are still men that appreciate, like, you know, just natural women. That's all we're trying to say.
I think what was really touchy was when the realization said, and again, I'm not afraid of touchy topics. I would never alienate my own fan base, by the way. I'm not stupid. My mama's black. Most of my sisters wear hair, makeup, the whole shebang. My wife wear makeup and lashes. Come on. I was never chopping down a woman who does things that to accent their beauty.
And then you go out and then you go and get married, right? To a woman that's not black.
Because when she walked in the room, the first thing you said was, she looks black.
No, I'm just messing with you. First they thought that your wife wasn't black, and they would drag you. Tyrese don't like black women. He really don't like black women.
No, listen,
he likes black women. He likes black women.
First of all, for the record, this may not matter to most. Love has no limits, no color. I have never dated a white woman in my life. I've never been with a Latina woman. I've never been with an Asian woman. I have only
been with. What do you like?
You had sex about with a white woman. Have you put your in a white woman's mouth?
I didn't hear that. So listen, look, he's a life coach.
Don't undervalue
having fun and getting things out of your system. My personal preference.
Right.
It's black women. Mm-hmm. I may go super bright. I may go caramel complected. I may go... You know what's crazy? I don't even mean to bring this up just because, for the record, about 8 months ago, my black ass was at the house, and I just came from the Bahamas, and they was telling me that the last name Gibson is a very popular Bahamian name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I started thinking, you know, years ago, I was like, you know, I want to do an ancestry test. And then me and my wife decided to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put up hashtag my black queen because I didn't want to be another person that they pinged as being a black man that's been supported by black women their whole life, become a millionaire, become successful, mm-hmm. then jump ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually very proud to write my black queen because her test came back at 46% black. I was like, yes! Anyway,
46%.
46. I'll take 46. 46%. So she's mixed with other things, of course, and I'm proud of her multi-ethnic of it all, but when that 46 came in, I was like, it's not 4, it's not 20, 46. Ha! We good. So
how
accurate is that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, it's very accurate. You ain't never done it before?
Never done it.
You
I'm going to have to
man.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. You should.
I got one at the house. You got to spit in the tube. I ain't got time for all that.
I mean, Charlemagne used to be black, right? So he didn't identify with black.
Jack.
So he got his ancestry test, and it said European. So he's like, I'm gonna go ahead and do whatever I need to do that reflects my results.
So, are you West Indian?
I'm from the Congo.
Where's the Congo?
Congo.
Yeah, Central Africa. See, Shaka knows.
So you're from
it's
the Congo.
Crazy. I seen Shaka and I was like, damn, that's how Charlemagne used to look.
Shaka Zulu. Put the camera on Shaka Zulu.
All right, we got more with Tyrese and Ludacris coming up next. We'll find out how it was working without Paul Walker being around. Also, we got a mini mix coming up in a little bit, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right.
right, we're back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Tyrese and Ludacris is in the building. Now, Fate and Furious, the movie, is coming out this Friday.
Yeah, man.
How many more are they doing?
Yeah, man? I was going to say the same thing, man. Y'all got it.
I mean, how many more episodes are y'all shooting at y'all Breakfast Club?
Right. So here's the thing. Y'all make it.
Bags.
Y'all continue to get the bags. You continue to get the advertisement. So the last one did $1.7 billion.
Yeah.
So, you know, Universal is like, there's no time to stop at this point, but yeah. I've heard that we're supposed to go until 10.
How do y'all keep it fresh all the time? Like, because...
Man, I would say it's a team effort, honestly. It's literally a thing where you have the writer, you know, this time around we have F. Gary Gray. It's about Vin and everybody coming together to continue to try and outdo each and every one, but it's a team effort. You can never really just put it on one person. Is literally working for 2 years straight on how can we top the one that we just did, and that's what's important about just this entire franchise. And we seem to keep doing it, man.
My wife hates it, and I'll tell you why.
Why does she hate it?
Because every time it comes out, I get an itch to buy a new car, right? I just seen the commercial where y'all all walk in and there's all the Dodge, the Hellcat. I was like, babe, let's go to the dealership. It's like, no, you in that damn movie. It makes people want to buy cars.
It makes people want to drive cars fast as hell, too.
It makes you want to buy cars.
Well, look, this is what I would say.
You act like regular people just watching the movie like, I want to buy a car.
Seems like diversity.
You got too many cars anyway.
Diversity or the lack of diversity is a brand new concept that everybody's focused on, which I'm proud of because we have represented that diversity for over 15 years. Proudly, we have the most diverse cast. It's not a new thing, a new concept. Everybody is diversifying. Quick, get on that train. We've been rocking this way for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is one of the most unspoken realities of why the franchise is so successful, because wherever you go in the world, there's probably somebody in the movie that looks like you, talk like you, from where you're from. Mm-hmm. And everyone loves cars. Everyone loves beautiful and handsome. Everyone loves the adrenaline and customization. So there's a lot of elements of this movie that speaks the universal language.
And by the way, if it wasn't for John Singleton, neither one of us would be sitting here. So,
absolutely.
You know, he's the one who put us in Too Fast, Too Furious. We never in a million years could have imagined that we'd be sitting here talking to y'all about part 8 at this point. Yeah. But it is the gift that keeps on giving.
John Singleton is also, a lot of people don't know this, but not only was it John's idea to make sure that me and Chris were friends in the movie, but they also, John is the reason why my character is always eaten, and he's the reason why my character is funny.
Why is that?
My first movie was Baby Boy with John.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was Too Fast, and me and Taraji couldn't really get done while we was filming because we was cracking jokes all day. So he was like, in this one, I'm going to make sure the world knows how funny you are. Mm-hmm. And boy, am I glad he did that. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many deep voices in Baby Oil in this movie. We are just so happy to get be funny. And we're happy to be funny and separate ourselves from like all of these other versions of being masculine in the movie.
And the crazy thing is, when we first started in Too Fast, Too Furious, I was the one that would always have a party in my trailer and literally invite all the extras over and just be going crazy, never sleep.
Love Luda.
See, now I done kind of calmed down a little bit. This is the guy that's causing all the trouble on set. This is the party guy over here.
Hey, man.
100%.
You married too.
Kumbaya.
Man, this man throw barbecues at his damn trailer every day.
You know what I'm saying? My
first
lady is right there.
She knows.
You know, my wife didn't know it, but I put it to the test, man. I put my wife in every environment that I've moved in. And she just acclimated and adjusted right along the way. Because the worst thing you can do is get married and not be able to be who you are.
Absolutely. That's real. First time I met Tyrese was in the script club.
Yeah, shut up, man.
First time I ever met him in my life.
Wait, hold on.
Arizona.
You know what? This is true.
You ain't quite remember that.
This is true.
Yeah.
I was in Arizona working on Black Rose.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In that house.
But Tyrese is a nice guy, though, because he invited a bunch of scrippers back to the crib after the script club.
What?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Ah, that sounds like
it. I swear to God, he is just making shit up along the way. This is
that was 5 years ago.
No, I'm not worried about no Charlamagne. See, like this, we're trying to cause divorce.
You can take it.
It's like, we're supposed to get in the car right now. I'm supposed to get that look. So what was all that? We good over here.
Yeah.
What he don't know is I got his wife's number, so I'm gonna call her and tell her. I can contribute to a peaceful marriage, and I can fuck a marriage up.
Well, you on my side, Beverly. I don't know about him.
Now, how difficult was it filming this one without Paul Walker?
Extremely difficult, man. Extremely difficult because obviously the last one, this was the first one we came there, and it just there was an emptiness, obviously, on set. And we all came together to pray before we even shot the first scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always say the last one was for Paul, and this one is from Paul.
Mm.
You know, because he's done many interviews, and he did interviews on the last one saying that there was going to be an eight. And we were very, you know, that's why it's been so much going on with this movie and so much talk about behind the scenes, because everyone was there to make the best film possible. And yes, you know, it did cause some tension at times, but I think the overall goal was for just literally to try and make the best film possible. And when you have so many different people trying to keep the integrity of their characters and the cohesiveness of the cast and, you know, intertwine it in the storyline and everything, it just becomes so passionate. And with that passion, sometimes can come a little controversy. You know what I mean?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that should be clear is that we don't miss Paul because he's not in the movie. We miss Paul because he's our brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So it's like, wow, we don't get to work with him again. No, we don't get to see him, call him, talk to him, play dates with the kids. Like, we don't get to do nothing, because when you lose somebody you love, then that's just what it is. So obviously, we all discovered each other and connected via Fast, but we family independent of action and cut.
How long do y'all shoot? How long do they usually shoot the movie?
With these movies, I'd say about 6 months.
Right. Now, did FJ Gray turn it into a hood flick? It's like straight out of Compton.
Did he turn it into a hood flick? Yeah. Nah, man. He was under a hell of a lot of pressure.
FJ Gray is the humble genius.
He is, man. He did a great job. But
he's amazing.
When you have 20 different people calling you and telling you different things about what needs to be cut and what else you need to shoot, and I mean, he had to take a long vacation after finishing shooting this movie.
But you know what?
It's a hell of a lot.
Honestly, though, Gary had a cheat sheet, right? The cheat sheet, unlike other directors like a James Wan or a Justin Lin.
He worked with everybody.
He had worked with most of us before he stepped in to do Part 8. He already did Be Cool with Dwayne Johnson. He did Italian Job with Jason Statham. He worked with Charlize before. So he had at work with a lot of us before.
He had did my Pepsi commercial that never saw the light of day.
Because of Bill O'Reilly.
Because of Bill O'Reilly. F. Gary shot that.
Wow.
Barbecue scene.
Wow.
Crazy.
All right, we got more with Tyrese and Ludacris coming up now. Let's get into a Tyrese and Luda mini mix. Hit me up with your request. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Tyrese in the building. Now, Luda, you got some new music coming out, right?
Vitamin D for all the ladies out there. Yes.
Tell me something about that record, man. It's very disrespectful that you didn't let Cisco be on that record.
Hey, man, you know, there's always...
Hey,
man.
Put Ty Dolla $ign on.
Listen, man, Cisco gave his blessing.
He said his blessing. I seen that.
He gave his blessing. He loves it.
He did?
Yeah, man. And
how the hell y'all know what Cisco said? What he said to that?
He put it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
And he did an interview, and he talked about how much he loved it. So, man, I had to get a lot of different names to get that.
Did you even think about putting Cisco on the record, Luda?
You know what? Now that Charlamagne has brought it up, maybe there's a remix that it can be involved, and we have to put Cisco on that thing. You know what I mean? Maybe that has to happen.
It's good to do the most obvious thing.
Yeah.
I think Cisco still got it.
Man, he out there jamming.
Still performing and stuff.
Yeah, he out there killing it, man.
As an R&B real pedigree dude out here, he's definitely one of the ones.
Have you heard Black Tie's album yet?
I heard some of it.
What you think?
It's jamming, man. I feel like... I'm gonna keep it all the way real. We just
so real with me, it's got uncomfortable in the past.
You know, one of the things he could have done better on the last album is had more melodies, because obviously he has his fans that want to hear him sing.
Right.
So with these new records, I just hear more melodies along with him rapping. So it's almost like he's satisfying both, you know, both sides. Mm-hmm. We literally had this conversation like a couple days ago.
He played his came to his crib at the house, and then I let him hear all the stuff I was working on. We had a moment.
Yeah, man.
Chris has always kept it real with me. So
now TGT, I seen Tank put on April Fool's Day that day. I was releasing some music.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Came back and said, nah. So is there gonna be another TGT album? Is that a wrap?
I mean, listen, man, Genuine still wants an equal split.
Give Lightskin an equal split, man.
So you talk about keeping it real, he keeping it real in here for you.
Give Lightskin an equal split, man.
How much you want to give Genuine, Tyrese? Genuine.
Listen, Tank.
Let's settle this right here, right now.
I know it needs to
let's
happen.
Get it. Let's get it done.
I want to make this short and sweet. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like we're all brothers, we all family and all the above. But at the end of the day, man, you know, if Chris, as an example, is getting $200,000 a show, and I'm getting $30,000 a show, I think my motivation to split equal with Chris would be pretty obvious. Because if I'm able to split with Chris, then I'm getting way more at the end of the day per show.
Right.
All of these conversations about the reality of business is uncomfortable. But it's business. Right. Outside of brotherhood and family, you my dude, I was at your wedding.
Ice King got the biggest record, though.
Whatever, man.
Hey, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked when Genuine get a role in the next Fast and Furious.
And his check, he's going to get that check.
Playing field going to be even then.
No, but listen, for the fans, for the record, I believe we're going to be able to figure something out because at this point, we want to do something for the culture. Right, we want to do something for the culture because we got enough dudes that are grown with full beards out here releasing songs and hip-hop music, even trying to appeal to a younger demographic. I feel like right now, I will sing this to the cows come home. You got a deep-ass voice. Be grown.
Gotcha.
If I go to a concert, I'm 38, proudly. I'm so proud to be grown. If I go to a concert and I see some 15-year-olds out there with this, I'll be uncomfortable. I don't want y'all niggas dancing. I don't want to see your shoulders moving. I don't want you dabbing. I don't need none of that shit in my audience.
That's how I feel when I perform.
I
want to
see grown-ass women in my audience, and I like it.
When I perform What's Your Fantasy, I don't want to hear grown men talking about, I want to lick. That's not cool. Like, it's okay. It's okay for y'all to take a break on this particular song. The craziest thing in the world, but I'm still doing shows for an audience that may be just as old as my first record. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing, and it's like I see the same thing with my brother Ty. It's like I'm just blessed and just want to thank all the fans for being able to bridge that generation gap where you can have people come to shows that's, you know what I'm saying, in their 30s, 20s, and even teens. And it's a beautiful thing,
when
man.
When I say beards, I mean, like, I'm talking to everybody that's around my age. Like, there's a real pedigree of R&B singers that came out around the time, from Usher to G to Tank. Like, all of us came out around then. And it's like trying to appeal to these youngsters. Like, let the youngsters appeal to the youngsters. Let's just tap into our
Do you ever call R. Kelly and tell him that, like, man, stop dressing like a damn 15-year-old? Do you ever tell him that?
You say that right after appealing to youngsters. You're wrong for that, bro. Man, Charlamagne, be on. Look, you all one.
Yeah, listen.
Come on, man.
Dirty.
That's dirty.
I want to ask Tyrese, because when Mary J. was here, Mary J. said you helped her get through.
Oh, yeah, we have audio. We play the audio.
Tyrese plays a big part and get me started with the album. He let us go into his house in the studio. Nice. And, you know, he came to our house. It's a long story.
He's a good person to talk to.
Oh, he's a beautiful person.
He helped me out, too.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
He's a great person to talk to.
And he says, like, if he says he's going to do something, he does it. And absolutely, that's big with me. Like, he's just kept his word.
Wow.
I had a real conversation with him. I got a text message from Ken Do, right, her ex-husband now. And he's like, yo, we doing barbecue at the crib. It was either Labor Day or Memorial. Came to the crib.
Oh, I remember that.
And I ended up being the last person to leave the crib. I had a real conversation with her. Mm-hmm. I said, Mary, there's a void. There's other singers releasing whatever they're releasing, but you got so much conviction on your voice. Women are looking for a reason to get out of a mentally, emotionally, physically abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. When you put your voice on it, you're like, you become like their therapist. You're showing up in their cars,
absolutely,
their homes. Right. You're in their marriages. You're giving them permission to leave bad situations. And I said, you represent the strength of a woman. That's how I feel. And so that conversation led to her recording a lot of her album in my backyard.
Yeah. And it's great to be, so, sometimes she needs to be reminded of that because that's the basis of Mary J. Blige's entire career.
I appreciate London Sessions. I appreciate all the pop stuff she was doing. But, you know, let's not get away from the core. I unleashed all of my resources to try and help in any way I can. And, bro, I'm so proud of the success of this album because it's a reminder that not only did she understand it, but she ended up actually moving on it.
Yeah.
And it's popping.
So when she started recording with you, she was married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now she's not. So you dead serious about you can either help her situation or her
situation. First of all, first of all, I have nothing to do with that man and that woman and what they decided to do. So I ain't got nothing to do with that. At the end of the day, I had a conversation with her, and I said, Mary, can you please get back to the Mary J. Blige that I know?
There you go.
That's it. Just like me, I would never want to hear Jay-Z rap on top of a house and techno beat.
No way. No
you
way.
You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Got to take care of your core.
There is no bigger Ludacris fan than me.
Right.
I want to hear Luda get back to them bars and get back to all the things that
vitamin,
I know him from.
Vitamin D is like a 2017 What's Your Fantasy. So that's for all it. The hardcore Ludacris fans, that's going back to the core. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. I feel like, again, to there all of the artists, I've never claimed to be the biggest star. I've never claimed to sell the most records and win the most awards. One thing that I know is I know how to be grown and tap into my actual core fan base. Shame, my song Shame had nothing to do or what was being played on R&B radio. It was number one for 16 weeks because I'm grown, and I like it.
It's important to embrace that, though, because if we don't show the next generation how to be grown, they're going to still want to be kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I think the youngsters should be twerking, turning up, and watching me name and doing all the shit they're doing. Because they have an audience, and a, you know, if it's too grown, you're going to put the kids to sleep.
Right.
Okay? I'm grown. So if I don't want, look, take your ass to bed. If you 16 years old, you find out Tyrese is on his way to your city, stay home. I don't want you there.
Mama going out.
Huh? Yeah, Mama going out.
Definitely going out.
We grown.
They telling us to wrap up. I think we might have the longest Breakfast Club interview ever.
Nah, you're about 40 minutes from the longest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Oh.
Troy, I have took that crown the other day.
Oh, all right, man. Well,
appreciate
thank
you guys for
always,
joining us.
Man.
The Fate of the Furious in theaters April 14th. Go check it out. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Tyrese and Luda.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
That looks like Chris Brown and Lil Wayne are now reportedly targets of a federal drug investigation involving thousands of dollars of narcotics, including lean. Now,
see, I didn't understand this story. So, what, the feds are investigating fiends now?
No. Well, yeah. Well, if you put it like that, yeah. Well, what happened was Miami music producer's name is Harrison Garcia allegedly sent text to people acknowledging that he sold drugs to both rappers, or Lil Wayne and Chris Brown, saying that he sold somebody trees, he sold somebody lean, and he showed screenshots of deposits that both of them sent to him. So that's what got them involved. Those screenshots of them giving him money for allegedly the drugs.
But since when do feds care about the fiend? The feds should be focused on the dealer. Like, the feds aren't investigating Lil Wayne and Chris Brown because they actually want to go and arrest them for using, right?
I don't think so, but I'm sure the feds know that they're both on probation.
Sounds like they're just attaching celebrity to this story.
Well, that and also, you know, they're both on probation, so they could probably try to use them to get this guy convicted because they are on probation. They're not supposed to be using this. I don't know. But
so they'll tell, basically.
That's what I'm sure they're trying to get them to
nothing
tell.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a little telling when your back's against the wall, especially if you ain't about that life.
Now, some couple news. Janet Jackson split from her husband. Now, this is the thing with that. You know, she just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got married 5 years ago in the prenup, it says if they were married for 5 years, she would be entitled to $500 million.
And so Janet stuck around for 5 years and two months. Drop
right.
One of Clues Bombs for that OG thought behavior that Miss Nasty is displaying.
So now, allegedly, Janet Jackson will be receiving $500 million.
Hey, man, she won that life. There's not an NBA player with a contract that big.
Uh-uh.
Ain't no, you can't get no $100 million a year deal in
the
NBA.
Nope.
She got $100 million for each year she was with that individual. She only stayed for 5 years and 2 months, only 2 months after the scheduled date for her to get that $500 million.
That is crazy.
And I can't be mad at her because the number's so big.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be honest with you. I can't even be mad at her. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, her kid is set for life. Now, Mariah breaks up with her dancer. You know, Mariah Carey was allegedly dating her dancer boyfriend. Well, it looks like...
What'd she get for breaking up with her boyfriend?
She ain't get nothing.
Nothing, exactly. No. Somebody playing the game all wrong.
Nothing. Now, new couple alert. It looks like Karrueche and Quavo was seen together, and it seems like they are dating. We'll see how that works out. You don't care about that, huh?
Nah, the reason I don't care about that, because you just told me Janet Jackson got $500 million for breaking up with her dude, okay? So my thing is, man, all women need to put their bars really, really, really high.
All right.
Okay?
Well,
where are these men that you can date and marry and break up with and then after 5 years get $500 million? That's the level you should be looking at if you're going to play the game.
What are you looking for?
Hey, man. I mean, I'm doing pretty okay out here, you know what I'm saying? But times could get hard.
Okay.
All right. How old is Janet?
She up there about 50?
Exactly. I don't know where I'm going to be at 50.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I have to start making life choices like that. I don't know.
My goodness. And in some positive news, shout out to Chrissy Teigen. Now, this lady named Mercedes Edney, she's from Charlotte, North Carolina. She started a crowdfunding campaign last month to raise money for her school tuition. Chrissy Teigen seen it, and she donated the full amount. So at first, the girl thought it was a joke, but then when she seen it, she was so excited. Chrissy posted on her Instagram, "I've seen this be your passion for such a long time now. So excited to see you fulfill your dream." So that was dope. Chrissy Teigen paid for her tuition.
I don't be mad at stuff like that. Salute to Chrissy Teigen. Drop on the clues bombs for Chrissy Teigen. I just be wondering, whatever happened to student loans? I never went to college. How does that work?
I don't know if student loans were for beauty schools, because it was a beauty school.
Oh, beauty school.
It wasn't college. It was a beauty school. I don't know if it works the same way.
Gotcha. She wants to be a, what's that word? Esthetician?
Yeah, that's why I said beauty school. That's why I said beauty school.
Oh, they put that word up there?
It's Esthetician.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Yeah, me too. That's why I said beauty school.
Yeah, when I see it, I know what it means. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, pronounce it again.
Esthetician. I know that's not what it is.
No, it's definitely
that's
not
definitely
what it is.
Not what it is. But see, the difference between me and Kevin Garnett is I can admit that I don't know what that word is, and I can ask for help.
The difference is I just changed the word. I
you
said
changed
beauty
the word.
School.
Exactly. That's not wrong with that. You played it right. Played it right.
All right. Well, that's your rumor report. All right.
Yes.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 10th, goes to Ruby Kate Corsi. Now, this story, a lot like the movie Get Out, is going to make you think twice about dating a white woman. Salute to all the brothers out there in interracial relationships. I don't have any issues with it, but you just need to know for your own safety and well-being that all white women aren't created equal. Now, Ruby Kate Corsi, commonly known as Katie to her friends, is 27, and she was dating a 33-year-old black man named Troy Mayne Johnson. Now, let me say, race doesn't have anything to do with this situation, but the optics of it, especially in this climate, after we've seen the movie Get Out, it definitely will make brothers question the next time they think about wifing a white woman. Now, Troy Mayne Johnson was a paraplegic. If you don't know what a paraplegic is, it's a paralysis. What's that word?
You asking me?
Okay, it means that your legs don't work.
There you go.
Okay, what is it?
Paralysis.
Oh, yeah, paralysis of both lower limbs due to spinal disease or injury. So basically, you can't walk. You're confined to a wheelchair. In most cases, that's the situation. And that was the fate that was bestowed upon young Troy Mayne, because when he was 11 years old, a friend playing with a handgun accidentally shot him. From that point on, Troy Mayne was dependent on a wheelchair and the care of those around him. Now, let me fast forward to the moral of the story. Troy Mayne Johnson was found dead, okay, in a heavily wooded area some 70 miles south of Atlanta. How the hell did he get there? Let's go to WXIA-TV NBC for the report, please.
A Georgia woman is now facing charges tonight, accused of leaving her ex-boyfriend, who was a paraplegic, in the woods to die. Here's the background. Upson County Sheriff's Office says 27-year-old Ruby Kate Corsi is responsible for the death of Troy Mayne Johnson. His body was found in a hunting camp March 17th. That was 4 days after he was last seen. The cause of death, hypothermia.
Rest in peace, Troy Mayne. Drop on a few bombs for Troy Mayne Johnson. Rest in peace to that brother. Troy Mayne got killed by his little white girlfriend. That's how the judgmental sisters who don't approve of brothers dating white women say it. The girl can be 6'6", 250, and she will still be your little white girlfriend. Well, Tremaine's little white girlfriend, Katie, called police and allegedly confessed, "I did a bad thing. I hurt Troy Mayne. I took him out of the car and left him in the woods." Katie told deputies she couldn't remember exactly where she'd left Troy Mayne. And when investigators began scouring back roads in southeast Upson County, around 1:20 a.m. on March 17th, more than 2 days after Troy Mayne had been last seen, they found the brother dead from hypothermia.
Damn.
Due to exposure to cold weather. He was out there for more than 2 days, and temperatures got down to the 20s. Message to all women. If you don't want to be with me anymore, just break up with me. Unfollow me on social media. Lose my number. Block me on your iPhone. Get a restraining order against me. But please don't kill me. Why, oh, why would you kill someone you don't like anymore? You're going to spend the rest of your life in jail over someone you don't even want to be with anymore? Why does that make sense to you? If I don't like you, I'm just going to leave you alone. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in jail for you. Now, I haven't heard the black women are more loyal than white women or the white women are more loyal than black women debate in a minute, but this story right here isn't making a strong case for the white women winning.
Nope, not at all. So for all the brothers dating white women today, just know when you out and about with your little white girlfriend, you're going to be getting side-eyed all day, all throughout the country, simply because of this story. And white women, you don't have anyone to blame but your sister Katie. Please give Ruby Kate Corsi the biggest hee-haw, please. All throughout the country today, brothers going to be walking with their little white girlfriends, and they're going to be getting that side eye from the sisters. And it's going to be...
Cracker-ass cracker!
Now, why did you do that? This guy... I didn't ask him to do that, by the way. I don't know why he did that. Jesus Christ. Jesus. Just make everything... That sounded harsh for no reason, okay? You got to use that button sparingly. Mm-mm-mm. Only in extreme situations. Situations when we're talking about racist bigots. We're not talking about a racist bigot in this situation. I'm easy. Jesus Christ.
Goodness.
Damn it.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. When we come back, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. All right, now this is how it works. 800-585-1051, or you can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. Now, if there's somebody that you like or somebody you want to take it to the next level that might not know, we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to call them live on the air and allow you to shoot your shot. Maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's somebody you've seen passing in the street. Doesn't matter. 800-585-1051. Or maybe it's your little white girlfriend. All right, call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Shoot Your Shot. All right, now we do this each and every Monday. We open up the phone lines and go to the email, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. And this is when people call up and we allow them to shoot their shot. Maybe it's a coworker they work with, or maybe it's somebody that they're feeling and just want that opportunity, or they want to try and see how far they could take it. On the phone lines right now, we have Alicia. Good morning, Mama.
How are you? Good morning, Envy.
Am I saying your name right? Is it Alicia or Alicia?
It's Alicia, but I'll answer to both because it's you.
Okay. Hey, Alicia.
I'm
how
sorry,
are you?
Alicia.
Hi, Charlamagne. Charlamagne, take it easy on me, okay?
No.
Now, what's the situation, shit. Mama?
All right, so... I've been seeing this guy for the last 3 months. His name, can I say his name or no?
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
Please.
Damien.
Okay, Damien.
Like the devil.
Like the devil.
But I really like him. He's everything. It's like electric with us. You know, since we met, it's been intense.
He's got a good penis. He's good in the bed is what you're saying.
Clearly.
Okay.
All right.
So, but the issue is he has children and he lives with his baby mom.
Oh.
And I'm ready to dead that. I'm like, all right, enough of that. If you're so happy with me, you know what I mean? Why are you still with her? You can still be in your kid's life, but
you the side chick. So you are the side chick.
Yeah, I don't even like how you said he's living with his baby mama. No, he's living with his woman.
Oh.
Well, his woman needs to know I'm there too. She ain't all that if he messing around with me, don't you think?
No, that's not true. And that is a big misconception. Just because a man is sleeping with another woman, that has nothing to do with what he got at home. He could have a great woman.
What?
At home. It has nothing to
that
do with it.
That doesn't make sense.
Don't flatter
That's
yourself.
A contradiction.
No. No, that don't flatter yourself. Last
I'm
night,
not trying to flatter myself. It is what it is. If he's so damn happy, why is he with me?
Last night I had chicken wings and meatballs for dinner. Okay? My wife made meatballs, and I love the meatballs, but I had some leftover baked chicken in the refrigerator. I ate that too. That had nothing to do with what my wife cooked. Nothing.
I don't know how food has
okay,
to play
I'm not
with
getting
it.
That a, I'm not getting that,
me,
but
me
okay.
neither, but
I'm basically telling you that you just chicken in the refrigerator that's left over, and he heats you up every now and then and eats you with the dinner that he has with his wife.
Oh,
well,
okay.
He eat me up real good.
All right,
and she having my leftovers. How about that?
Oh, okay. God. Now, you wanna call Damien right now, and you want to ask him what? You want to be the main chick? You want to be the one and only?
I do.
It's not gonna,
I do.
I don't think it's going to work out good for you.
It's not going to work out for you, baby.
Well, I mean, you don't know. You don't even know him. So all what right. are you talking about? You acting like you know him.
First of all, I don't know him. I know men, and I'm a man, okay? And if that man is living at home with his woman and his kid, that's where he going to stay, okay?
Okay.
You're going to learn. Right,
well,
you're going to learn.
We'll see.
See, this
we'll
is the problem.
See.
All right. Well,
when women are French fries, they don't know how to handle being French fries, but French fries are just as good. I have a hamburger
Charlamagne,
and I have
are you
a French
hungry?
Fries.
What's all with the food? Are you hungry?
All right, you
eat.
Must be hungry.
Meatballs,
right.
chicken, French fries.
All right. Alicia, calm down. When we go, when
okay,
we go come
but
back.
He getting on my nerves.
Alicia,
okay,
get pissed off. Go call him when we come
lucky
back.
Lucky I
right?
ain't call you coleslaw. Okay.
When we come back, we gonna call Damien. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Alicia on the line. Alicia wants to call her alleged boyfriend. I'm gonna put it like that. and she wants to take it a little further. She just doesn't want to be the side chick anymore. She wants to be the main sugar stain. She's going to call Damien right now, and we're going to see how this works out, all right? So let's dial a number.
Hello?
Hey.
What's up, mama? Oh. What's going on?
Hey.
What you doing?
Thinking about you. Listen, we've been talking for like 3 months. It's been heaven. And I really like you. I really care about you. And I'm falling in love with you. And I want to know if we can be together.
What you mean,
I
want to
be
together?
The one.
We already, you know, we do. We together, you know. We rock out, we chill, we have a good time, and you know, so.
I know, but I don't like being in the shadows. I don't like when you have to pause what we're doing to go home and check on whatever going on there. I want to be home. I want you and me in the home together.
Yo, you signed up for this, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, my bad, Damien. This is Charlamagne the God, and DJ Envy is here.
What's up, Damien?
It's the Breakfast Club.
Wait a minute, man. Yo, what kind of some joke?
No. She really wants to. She likes you. She's falling for you, and she wants to be the main sugar stain.
Listen, I told her dumb coleslaw ass that you did not want her, and that she was just the side, but she don't want to listen.
Yo, Damien,
can you like explain to them that we're more than coleslaw?
Alisa, you ain't nothing but coleslaw, leftover.
It's Alicia.
Alisa, you ain't nothing but coleslaw, leftover baked chicken,
Damien.
The French fries. That's
Damien.
It.
Nah. Hold up. Yo, I'll be real with you. You know, Alisa, you got that juice box. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Oh, so it's a beverage now.
It's a beverage.
Yo, yeah.
Is it a Pepsi? Man, can it stop a protest?
Yo, in that game, it's
more like a cold one.
On front. But
Damien, don't do that.
You know we can't do that. You know we can't be together like
we
that.
We can do that.
Though. No,
then
you can't,
Alisa.
Why
you always at my house then?
Why you don't listen to me when I talk to you? Listen to your Uncle Charlotte.
I got my baby mother. You know if she find out about you, she's going to bring me down there for child support and all of that.
See what I'm saying? Alisa.
Come on, man.
So what? I mean, I'll help you pay the child support. So what?
Oh,
is that what you're worried about?
You don't want to. Damien, you don't want to.
You sound crazy now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how am I sounding crazy? Because I'm telling you I'll help you take care of your kids. How is that crazy?
No, it ain't nothing crazy with that. But you just, you know what you signed up for. You know I'm not leaving my BF. You know what I mean? So I don't even
I don't know that.
Hey,
Alisa, can I ask you a question? Alisa's
what?
Are you dumb? Okay? I need you to act like you have some pride about yourself and walk away from this situation, okay? No disrespect to Damien, but you do not have to settle for a man who got all these kids and another woman. Unless, I'm not going to knock you if you want to be the side. If you want to be the side, cool.
She wants to be the main piece. She fell for him. So, Damien, you're not trying to hit it.
Wait a minute. Yo, how you going to
tell me? You know what? How about we see what your little baby mama think about me seeing you? How about we see
don't do that.
That I'm in the picture. How
Stop
about we
it.
See...
Damn.
What?
Alisa,
no.
Alisa, don't be a talkative baked potato, okay? Be a nice baked potato that can just move away from the steak silently.
It's actually a chat.
Yo, Alisa, see what I'm saying? This is why I can't f*** with you, man, for real, because you talking about...
Oh, you can't f*** with me? Okay. He's just saying that because he's on the radio now.
No, he's not.
I think he believes.
This is how he really feels. Well, I just told you that.
That's not how he feels. I promise you.
Don't be trying to call me later either, talking about some come through and all of that.
All right, well, guys.
Oh, he really showing off. Okay,
no, he's not.
I see your thing.
Alisa, don't be a baked potato when you can be somebody else's steak.
Yeah, Alisa, there's other fish in the sea.
You are not steak. You are
the
baked potato.
I am his steak.
You can find somebody else.
I
clearly,
I never f***ed with you, man. I should have never gave you no for real.
That's
man.
Right.
Crazy.
Whatever. So what you think, your baby mom listening or something? Because you really acting stupid. You don't say all this when it's just me and you. When it's just
I
me and you. It's about
I
me and you.
Yeah, it is. But I do say this when it's me and you. I already told you I ain't doing this shit with you. Stop calling with that bullshit. You pulled this before. Not doing.
And I'll see you tonight.
Look at you a dumbass baked potato. You know, you really are coleslaw.
All right.
I don't even like coleslaw. Coleslaw is the side that I don't even eat.
Well, good luck, guys.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It doesn't seem like it worked out.
You know you eat coleslaw.
Alisa.
That's all you got from this, Damien.
Alisa, good luck. We thank you guys for calling.
My goodness. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, Friday night, Tupac officially was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This happened Friday at the Barclays Center. Snoop Dogg had the pleasure of holding a speech in honor of Tupac. Let's play it.
Right after I heard Tupac got shot, I immediately flew to Vegas. I walked in the room and I seen him laid out on the bed with all kind of tools and I was so weak, I damn near fell over. And his mom came over to me and she grabbed me. She held me up and she said, "Baby, you got to be strong." And I went and sat next to him and was whispering to him, telling him I love you and to hold on and he was going to be okay. And even in that moment, his mom was thinking more about me than herself and showing me how to love strong. I mean, it was amazing that his mom was so strong and loved so hard.
Wow. Now, also, Snoop Dogg performed with YG, Alicia Keys performed, Tretch performed Hail Mary, which was dope, and T.I. also performed. We have a snippet of T.I. performing.
Little kids that don't know no better, never seen the Source magazine cover. I believe it was the Source, where it was Suge Knight, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac had on the same outfit that T.I. wore. T.I. was
outfit.
Paying homage to Pac. Right. They said it was a leather waist trainer.
Yeah, they were trying to kill him saying it was a leather waist trainer.
A dry
obviously,
fit
they'd never
girdle.
Seen it before.
Saying it's a dry fit girdle, and that's not the case. He was paying homage to Tupac.
Right, and he did clear it up on an Instagram post and said that he was showing his love for Tupac.
That's what you got to do sometimes because these kids simply don't know. So instead of just calling them dumb, just teach them. Now, if they choose to be stupid after you show them exactly what it is, then you call them dumb.
Now, speaking of Tupac, Troy Ave is releasing his new album.
That was a terrible segue. You
it's
speaking
called
of Tupac.
Dope Boy Troy Volume 2, New Pac.
Oh, God.
Now, this comes out April 14th, and allegedly he's airing everybody the F out. So this comes out April 14th. Again, the name of the album is Dope Boy Troy Volume 2, New Pac.
You got to do more than get shot to be Tupac. I mean, some people like to celebrate the thug side of Tupac, but not the socially conscious side. Pac stood for something. Pac wanted to empower people. He wanted to empower his community. And honestly, this is why you can't serve two masters, because that thug side of Pac caught up with Pac. And if anything, Troy should be learning from Pac and saying this thug ride isn't the route to go.
But when he was up here, this is what Troy Ave had to say. You don't have the Troy Ave audio? No.
Good morning, DJ MV. Stop it.
All right. All right, well, when he was up here, he explained the whole Tupac and New Pac thing. Now, he also released his
album. I'm confused about that, though, because I told him. Mm-hmm. I said Tupac, Troy, and then I said to him, you know, people are going to kill you about that. And he said, I'm not saying I'm Tupac. I'm saying, I don't know what the hell he was saying, to be honest with you.
Right, but he released the album cover. The album cover, it shows the similarities between him and Tupac. Him getting shot, Pac getting shot, him in court, Pac in court, him leaving court, and Pac leaving court again.
He showed all the criminal similarities, all the victim similarities. But being criminal don't make you real, and being real doesn't mean that you are doing anything criminal, okay? Just because you get shot, that doesn't make you like Tupac. Tupac was way more than just that. That's not why people, you know, love Tupac.
Right.
It was a whole totality about Pac.
Now, Brooklyn rapper Casanova thought this was funny and did his own little skit to it.
Good morning, DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. We're at the Breakfast Club. Today's special guest, Troy Ave.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm in the Mozzie with the supercharged button. So I seen crossing the street. So you walking slow. So I knew he was coming to kill me. I knew it. So I told him, you ain't no killer. So he ain't kill me because he was scared. Because when I pressed the exhaust button right there, I pressed the gas. Then shots was going off. Bop, bop. So he was shooting and I ducked. So the bullet bounced off the window, then it hit me right there, then I zoomed off, but I knew I was hit in the back two times. I was a hit. Then got crazy, then I got sheepy. Be dreaming, I got sheepy.
Oh my goodness.
It did sound very Soldier Boy challenges.
Right.
I gotta talk to my man Casanova. Salute to Casanova. Drop on the clues bombs for Casanova, damn it.
And lastly, if you want to hear Jay-Z's entire catalog, it won't be on Apple, nor will it be on Spotify. He has removed his entire solo album collection from Apple Music and Spotify, and now you can only hear it on Tidal.
I saw people being upset about that over the weekend. I didn't understand why.
He owns Tidal. I mean, I would have did the same thing a long time ago.
And I have Tidal, so that's what I use. Tidal is my streaming service. Tidal is a great streaming service. Screaming, whatever I'm trying. You know I can't pronounce
it's
that.
Streaming.
Screaming, straight, strong.
It's streaming.
Scripper is a scream. It's a great screaming service. I use Tidal and Apple. I got Tidal and Apple both on my phone. I use Tidal way more than Apple.
I mean, he owns the service. I mean, I would have did it a long time ago.
Tidal sounds better. Like, just sonically.
And you're probably going to see Beyonce's stuff come off of Apple Music and Spotify as well soon.
As it should.
Absolutely.
And why shouldn't it?
I agree with you. All right. Well, that are the rumors. Angela Yee's not here. She's on vacation. She'll be back Wednesday. And up next is the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Get your request in. And Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Here's Beyonce. Sorry. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.